King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
They're just getting ready for the show today. Good morning, Thursday edition right here from the Wilco kiosk location of this here radio show. If you want to dial us up, 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. We have checked on a lot of, there's a whole lot of people down there, but a few of our Florida brethren, and they made it through okay. Allen in Tampa, Perry Mason, and others. Tom was telling me Aliquip of Bob's going to be okay. I know Jim was in a pretty good geographical location down there because he's on the southeastern coast, which was not, other than the rain and everything else and the wind, I'm sure they got plenty of that, but that was not the main area of Hurricane Ian. It's already jumped across the state, and now it's maneuvering up the northeastern part of Florida and then into Georgia, etc., further northward. Now, my daughter was in Tampa. She relocated to St. Aug, which is the area where that thing jumped. And I believe it's in that area now. We've been in touch, though. She's okay. She's okay. She had left the Tampa area to head across the state. But everything's okay. As far as that's concerned, everything is okay. And I know a lot of us, we have so many people in this audience from various states, right? And Florida is one of our favorites. We got lots of favorite states. We love Ohio. We love Michigan. We love all those places. They're all good. But when it comes to hurricanes, that area, and also Louisiana, Mississippi, the lower parts of those states, they get hit too. Not in this case, but in other cases, they get hit too, as we know through the year. So we're always worried about that kind of stuff. Everything seems okay, though, y'all. As just as far as their safety is concerned, everything seems to be okay. I talked to Perry Mason on the phone last night, and he was very worried. He's got his Orange Grove crop down there, which took a beating. Not sure any of that survived, which is very sad. That's what he and his family have done for a living. His dad all those years, and then he bought the business, and it looks like everything perhaps is destroyed. That's very, very sad, to say the least. Yeah, to say the least. But anyways, more importantly, they're safe. He, his wife, his family, he's got his kids, he's got grandkids, and they are all okay. So from that point of view, y'all, the news is good from that specific point of view, the news is positive, and we are very appreciative. A lot of people in the audience responded and said, we are thinking, we're praying, we're hoping for the best, and that's the way we understand it right now. That's the latest. No guesting today. I thought about maybe getting a guest on or two, but I didn't. Now, not that my little teeny-weeny problems matter at all. They don't. They absolutely do not. But I am back up. I don't have to use the wireless. Now, the wireless has been wonderful. It got me on air down in Macon. It's kept me on air here. But I don't need it now. AT&T has whatever they needed to do. I still don't know what the problem was. But we are back up and running. So I can actually click on and maneuver around a little bit better. Because every time I would pull out my laptop, seriously, every time I would get my laptop, and I would always forget that we were down on AT&T. My internet was down, and I would try and do random things like pull up Roku or something like last Saturday, and I couldn't do it. And again, folks, my little problems don't matter at all. What matters is happening with this hurricane right now, but I'm just telling you, we're back up and running, and I just pulled up FanDuel. Let's see what it says to me. It's because I was in Macon. That's the other thing. When I was down in Georgia, Georgia has not been cleared. They have not cleared all this gambling stuff, right? So I tried to click on it when I was down there, and it wouldn't let me because I just assumed everybody could pull it up. Not the case. So I was trying to pull up some of these odds. BYU... Now, Notre Dame's off. They get BYU next week. BYU and the Aggies of, not Jimbo, not Jimbo's Aggies, the Utah State Aggies. And again, this is just what popped up first. That's not what I was looking for. BYU's favored by 24 points. And I haven't looked at these numbers in probably 3 days. UCLA getting 2.5, home versus Washington. Huskies have been looking pretty good. Oklahoma at TCU, -6.5. Michigan, Iowa. Michigan favored by 10.5. That'd be meat chicken if you're not a big fan of them. I have nothing against Michigan, but all you Buckeyes do. I know where you're coming from. Know exactly where you're coming from. Who else? Kentucky and Ole Miss. That would be Neanderthal, which, again, that is not meant to be a slight. It's just tough guy ball. Kentucky. Who was the guy that came up with Neanderthal on the show? Wasn't me. I'm wordsmithing it, but it's a really good description of how some teams go about things. Tough guy ball. Doesn't mean you're so antiquated that you suck. It sounds kind of like that. It's not. Yeah, it's not. Right now, Ole Miss is favored by... Is that 6.5? I think that's what that says. I like Ole Miss slightly in that game. I don't know if I would go 6.5, but I like them. Texas Tech, Kansas State. That's not a bad-looking matchup. Kansas State's favored by 7.5. Texas Tech just beat Texas, if you will recall. Alabama and Arkansas. Alabama favored by 17.5. My guy, Lance Leopold's favored by 2 over Iowa. Actually, he's getting 2. Check that. He's getting 2. Florida State and Wake. Florida State is favored by 6.5. Let me see. Let me just fast forward. I'm not trying to do too much list radio here. LSU and Auburn. LSU's getting Is that right? 9.5? Little bigger than I thought. Georgia favored over Missouri by 17 trillion. Seriously, if you bet that game, you got to take minus 17 trillion. Any others here that are interesting? Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to waste too much time in List Radio. No Kev up in Chicago. Here's the other thing I love. I love the variety. Now, we're in the South. The show has originated from the South for all these years, many, many years. But I love the variety. No Kev's up in Chicago. Bill, I saw where Coach Fitz is getting a new $800 million stadium. I did not see that. I've been a little bit out of the loop last few days. So you're telling me Evanston, Illinois is going to get a brand new, is that what you're telling me? Almost $1 billion stadium. Have you ever looked, have you ever gone on site and looked at Northwestern's practice facility, their weight room right there on Lake Michigan? It is gorgeous. It is the prettiest facility based on the aesthetics that I have ever seen in college sports. Now, again, I'm not saying Northwestern's going to win anything. They're not, but, and I'm a big fan of Coach Fitz, as you know, but it is breathtakingly beautiful. If you've ever pulled up any of that, it is absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, I thought about maybe guessing it up a little bit, but I didn't. Jordan in West Lafayette, Indiana. See, I love the variety. Northwestern plans to tear down Ryan Field and build a modern, smaller capacity stadium on the site. $800 million project would be privately funded and set up the venue to host concerts among other non-football events. So, Ryan Field, now here is my question. Does it say where they play in the meantime? You can't just do that in a couple of months during the non-playing portion of the season, can you? I don't think you can. But I'm happy for Coach Fitz there. Tony DuBose says, Bill, LSU's favored by 9.5. What, did I say 6.5? I thought I said, anyways, 9.5. Has Auburn quit? I don't think Auburn's quit. Nebraska in that Oklahoma game quit. Right? I don't think Auburn's quit. Jim and Jupiter just sent me a message and says, we're fine, but my family over in Fort Myers, wife's family, Naples got a lot of damage, but everybody is safe. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Everybody we've checked in on so far is safe. That's most important. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They just now finished that wreck on that ramp from Briley Parkway onto Weiss Creek Pike. There's a crash with injuries at Haywood Lane at Apache Trail there in Antioch. It's got the intersection tied up pretty good. Give yourself a little bit of extra time down I-40 through Mount Julian, a little bit of radar through parts of Wilson County this morning. Hey, for customized Tennessee t-shirts just in time for football season, if you're a Vol fan, you're going to love this website, RockyTopTNShirts.com, RockyTopTNShirts.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mr. T's Excavating is on the air reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Mr. T's Excavating, for the best in residential and commercial gardening, excavating, and driveway serving the greater Nashville area. That's Mr. T's Excavating. Call for a free estimate at 615-200-4758. Ask about their military discount and mention this ad for an additional 5% discount. Mr. T's Excavating. They're professionals who care.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process. except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to inspire others.
Why do thousands of teenagers here in Tennessee participate in high school sports and activities?
My reason why is friendship.
Their reasons are as diverse as the students themselves. But the one thing they all share is the opportunity to have fun and learn important life lessons. Lessons like supporting their community, learning how to be a leader, and building lifelong friendships.
My reason why is defying expectations.
Is there a grade school or middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Honey, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. I tell you what, listening to Zach and Bruno and Ray Dahl, it's just awesome. And I just wanted to give a shout out to y'all.
Hey, Tony, I appreciate that, man. You for might sure. have just made a promo for us.
I'm the best.
Bruno is the best. Yes, Bruno is the best.
Oh, that ruins the promo.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
If you're down in Florida, and you can call us up with an update. And I understand you've got more important things to do. But if that's something you could do, love to hear from you. We will get, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, what I'm talking about in the moment. We'll get you right in. You won't have to wait. Patton, just if you get a call from down there, just interrupt me and say we've got a call here. And I'll take it. Just want to hear how you're doing and update the audience. The audience is very interested in this. Our collective, that's a word, I guess. Never thought that would be a word on the show. That word is now important. Love to hear from you. Tom in Myrtle Beach points out the South Carolina State game is tonight, 6 o'clock. That'll be on. SEC football on tonight, y'all. On tonight, I'll probably have that. I guess I can get Roku now. Yeah, I get. Again, I shouldn't even be talking. With all that's going on right now, I shouldn't even mention my piddly little AT&T issues. You know what? I didn't even see anybody yesterday. It's about 4 in the afternoon. And we have a family text. Now, you have to understand, my family text, our family text is 9 people. So God knows what gets said on there, right? But I'm just looking at my text messages afternoon on Wednesday, yesterday. And my daughter, Rachel, who is moving down to Tampa with her twin sister, but hadn't moved down there yet, says, internet is fixed. I never saw anybody here. But anyways, all of a sudden, somebody did whatever, and it was fixed. That's how I knew. That was on a Wednesday afternoon when everything went down on a Friday morning, literally as the show was opening on Friday morning. Things started crashing then for me, but again, those problems are minuscule. Josh up in London, Ohio, points out this tweet about his Buckeyes. Now, remember, the Buckeyes don't have any problems scoring the football, right? They've been having problems with the other team scoring the football, though. That's been an issue. That's been a thing. He points out this tweet. Now, this is Coach Jim Knowles over from Oklahoma State. He's the new defensive coordinator. And here's the tweet. To put in perspective just how improved the Ohio State defense is, Wisconsin only had 296 yards in that game last Saturday. 164 of those yards were after the score was 45-7, meaning it was, let's get everybody some PT time. I don't know if there's anybody in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is not very good this year. Now, at the top, you've got Ohio State. But I'm just talking about as a, let's use it again. You ready, y'all? I don't know about this word. This word may have to go on the verboten list. Not yet. Their collective. Yeah, I said it. Their collective, it's not real impressive this year. And the West is just all kinds of boring, right? The Big Ten West is all kinds of, whoa, what are you doing? Trying to watch this and you're making it unwatchable. But the Buckeyes at the top, I mean, they're it doesn't matter what league they're in. They're really good and they're improving week to week. And it sounds like the defense is improving. I've told you this many times. I think it's harder to fix a busted up, broken defense than it is to revive an offense. It's hard both ways, but I think it's easier. I think there's more things you can do schematically to cover up inadequacies on offense than you can defense. I have polled coaches about that through many, many decades. That's my conclusion, not based on what they've told me, based on my experience. Yeah, based on just years and years of watching teams try and fix stuff. What is your job as a coach? To fix things, right? And when it boils all the way down, your job is to look at your team and fix stuff. So you can win a ball game. Is that not the most basic interpretation of the game that you can have? It gets no more basic than that. Your job is to go to practice, watch your team, evaluate your players, and fix whatever needs to be fixed. In some cases, Georgia Tech, you got a lot that needs fixing. Everything needs fixing. If you're Ohio State, we need to tighten up that defense a little bit, right? And maybe they're doing it. Sounds like it. Topwater assassin in South Kakalaki. NC State Clemson game. That one is one I cannot wait for, too. I was talking about that Kentucky and Ole Miss. That Kentucky and Baby Kiff game. Speaking of Baby Kiff, Ole Miss Evie will be with us tomorrow, along with Kevin and Brad. Topwater Assassin, the Clemson-NC State game total has dropped 6.5 due to weather, but if it's raining but not windy, I may go over Duke and UVA too, he says. I'm watching. Here's my thing with Clemson. Clemson, as we know, has the longest current winning streak dating back to last year. I don't think Clemson is back to their national championship form. I think they're better. I think they're better than last year. I do not think they are a beat Georgia, beat Alabama, beat Ohio State level. Improved, but not back to that type team. That's what I see in Clemson right now. Tom in Myrtle Beach. I just saw Tom. He was down there in Georgia with us hanging out. We had a good time. And he's tweeting this morning. He's been keeping up with the Florida boys, too. He knows all those guys. And, again, we've heard from a few of them, Perry Mason, Jim and Jupiter, Allen in Tampa. He talked to Alan Quipple Bob. I have not, but he said Alan Quipple Bob's doing well. And our Emerald Coast guys are okay. That was not the brunt of the storm. They've been part of those in the past, but not this time. It's crazy. This storm is so big. We're already getting effects this morning, 15 to 20 mile an hour. And light rain. Looks by the time it gets here, it will be weak as a tropical storm. Yeah, because right now it is going up the eastern seaboard through Georgia and up into South Carolina. So up through that whole area right there. Anyways, our guys are doing a good job. Alan Quipple Bob says, I'm good. Lots of wind and rain, something loose on the house, not sure what. Haven't been out yet. We have power, water, and I'm dry and safe. So that's good. That's a note just got from Alan Quipple Bob down there. At the Villages in the lovely Sunshine State. I've had it on. I'll tell you how out of the loop I've been. Like with the stock market, I'm always looking at the market. With travel earlier in the week, going down to Georgia, and then this, I've had the Weather Channel on the entire time. I have not had a sports channel on. I have not had a financial channel on. It's nothing but the Weather Channel the entire time. Out of the loop. Now, actually, the market yesterday, I mean, I peeked at it a few times and thought about jumping in there yesterday, but I also reasoned, you know what, you're not even paying attention. Just, do you really want to piss? Is that okay? Patton, is it okay to say piss just occasionally on the show, as long as it's not too much? Okay. Yeah, the lawyers have said once or twice an hour. I didn't want to just piss away $1,000 or whatever by randomly and erratically jumping in some options when I haven't even been paying attention the last few days. I mean, that could buy me, I don't know, some kind of toy for the rec deck. Pat, who'd you say we have on hold? Alan Quipple Bob is down there. Alan Quipple Bob's got land to his left and his right, and in front and in back of him, but he's still got some of the effects of Hurricane Ian. Bob, tell us what's going on.
Hey, Bill, good morning, and thanks very much for asking, and Tom checked on me, and Georgia Dog, Pac-12 Dave, you know, worried about Perry because he really caught the brunt of that storm. Yeah. It's still pretty nasty up here. We're going to be nasty for couple more hours, I think. Last night was pretty rough. A lot of heavy winds and a lot of rain, but we're not in any danger of flooding so far. So just hold out for a couple more hours, and I have something loose somewhere on the house because I can hear it. It sounds like sheet metal. I'm thinking maybe one of my roof fence or ridge fences is flapping around up there, but we'll check on that later once things calm down, but we're safe, and thank everybody for their prayers and asking about us.
Your geographical location, you're about an hour south of Orlando. Is that what you told us?
No, we're if you draw a straight line from Ocala to Orlando, we're about a half hour southeast of Ocala.
Okay.
And about, we're an hour northwest of Orlando. So,
okay.
You know, Bill, originally, I guess this thing was supposed to park over us. The eye was supposed to come over us, but it's been shifting so far south. You know, that's been our blessing here and our saving grace here. So we were supposed to get originally. They were saying about 15 to 20 inches of rain, but I don't think we got anything near that. So, no, I'm good. I'm safe. I thank everybody for their prayers, and please keep Perry Mason, you know, in your prayers, because he's got a rough situation down there with his orange crops. So, but talk a little football, Bill, just to get my mind off this hurricane. I think you're right about the Big Ten. I don't think there's a lot of quality in the Big Ten beyond, once you get past Ohio State, you know, Michigan's pretty good. I think Penn State's coming, Bill. I think they're very young. Maybe next year is their year to really make a little bit of noise, but they have a chance to do something and make a little bit of noise in the Big Ten. But you're right. After that, you look around and I watched the Minnesota Michigan State game and wasn't too impressed with either one of those two teams. So I don't think it's very good this year.
No, the West is not real impressive. Obviously, I think there's some good teams in the East. Michigan State's probably not what we thought they would be. We thought they'd be top 25, top 30 good. I'm not sure they are. But Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State probably in – well, I was talking about this yesterday. I don't know who I would have in the two slot. And you've watched this all these years. Who would you have in the two slot, Michigan or Penn State?
Well, I think I'd have Michigan right now because of their experience. Bill, Penn State is very young. They've got a very fast, wicked defense. Now, they're not on a par with Georgia in physicality or in overall talent, but they're coming. Penn State's been making their noise this year. Most of their noise has been coming from their freshmen or redshirt freshmen and true sophomores this year. This team is young. It's fast. It's talented, and the offensive line's starting to come around. You have three new players on the offensive line, three first-year starters in Fashanu at left tackle, Landon Tangwell left guard, and Sale Warmly is at right guard. Now, he's a redshirt junior. Quarterback, Bill, I really think it's just about time for Drew Allar to take over for Sean Clifford. This young man has a cannon for an arm. Seems like he has good vision. He just needs playing time. Backfield, you had Katron Allen, again, freshman of the week, ran for 111 yards last week. And Nick Singleton's there, of course. We all know what he's done. Defensively, they've got a real, real beast coming at linebacker. His name's Abdul Carter. He's been assigned to number 11, which has been worn by LeVar Arrington and Micah Parsons. So they're starting to use the word freak with his name. Secondary's very talented, young. Need some help at linebacker. And Sean Clifford's got to play within himself, Bill. So
the music is
Michigan second.
The music's about to boot us, but Hawkeye Jason said Minnesota may be the 14th in the league. They've looked pretty good, actually.
Yeah, but I think they're more the power. I don't see a lot of speed there, Bill. I think they get beat bad by Ohio State a mature pick. We'll see.
All right, Bob, good to hear from you, man.
Yep, thanks, Bill, for the concern.
Alec Cooper, Bob, doing well. We'll get the break. I didn't even know where we were on the clock, man. Typical host. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's starting to build pretty good now on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area, watching all that traffic flow build out of Rutherford County, leaving Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville. It's looking pretty decent right now. I-40 through Wilson County, a little bit of radar earlier in certain parts of Wilson County as you come down the interstate. Hey, for customized Tennessee t-shirts just in time for football season, check out RockyTopTNShirts.com. That's RockyTopTNShirts.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Building and Ground Solutions is on the air reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by Building and Ground Solutions for residential and commercial excavation projects serving the greater Nashville area. Give Building and Ground Solutions a call at 615-482-7326. That's 615-482-7326. Building and Ground Solutions. They're professionals who care.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business and you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Josh in London. Sometimes I don't want to say Ohio. I just want people to think he's in London. But it's London, Ohio. Says, Bill, your thoughts on Tommy Eichenberg, the St. Ignatius kid, which is what, Cleveland? He's had a good year. He started flashing. I don't mean started, but he was flashing. He's been there, what, 3-4 years in the Notre Dame game. He had some big, sudden plays in that game, and I think he was just, wasn't he just the Big Ten player of the week or defensively? Or I don't keep up with those weekly awards, but he's had a tough guy year, right, so far. Season so far. Big 6'2", 245 pounds, whatever they list him, and he has under Coach Knowles, from what I can tell, and again, some of these games where Ohio State's winning a trillion to whatever, I'm not paying a whole lot of attention to, but, and I try and watch everything. I watch the highlights, but I just mean every ebb and flow and every pulse beat. I don't pay much attention to when they're winning. For example, I didn't even watch the Alabama-Utah State game. Now, what happened was, that was what, Labor Day weekend, and that Monday, there was no show. And the SEC Network at about 9 or 10 replayed that game. I had that game on the replay just to watch a little bit of it. But I didn't even watch the real live game just because it wasn't worth my time. But sounds like this kid, fourth-year player, is flourishing under Coach Knowles, Coach Jim Knowles. Wonder if Tom and Myrtle Beats is still making Knowles' sister or whoever that was on Twitter mad. Remember Tom was watching the spring game and didn't like how the defense was playing, so tweeted about it, and I think it was Knowles' sister. It wasn't his wife. I think it was his sister. You can correct me. Got mad. After all these years preaching, proselytizing on this show about how irrelevant anything you see in a spring game is. And Tom gets in it or gets in trouble with Jim Knowles' sister or sister-in-law. I don't even know who that was. It was funny. I mean, I appreciate the humor in that. That was good. Yeah, we have Thursday Night Ball, and remember that Florida-Eastern Washington game is Sunday Morning Ball. I'm looking forward to that, too. I don't know what we're going to get out of that game, but I'm looking forward to it. Tennessee is off. They need to heal up a little bit. Hendon Hooker got beat up in that game. Boy, he takes a lot of hits. Now, he's listed at, what, 6'4", 240? So he's built to take a bunch of hits, but still, you worry about that. Hendon Hooker is the machine that makes it run, right? His TD to INT number from last year to this year is obscene. It's almost like somebody made this up. It's 45-2. Kevin in Muletown was pointing this out. It's 45-2. I don't even know what I can equate to that. And they chuck the ball all over the place. It's not like they play it safe. Tennessee chucks the ball all over the freaking place. They really do. They're off this weekend. They need to get Cedric Tillman healed up. He's one of their star receivers. He's probably the main. He's wide receiver number one. But, you know, here's the other amazing thing about Josh Heupel in that offense. Every receiver they plug in, no, maybe not here, but it seems like every receiver they plug in is a playmaker. And they're probably, most of those guys, not for you, household names. But they're playmakers. It's amazing. Cedric Tillman wasn't used a lick before Heupel got there. Now he is a threat against anything and everything he plays when he's healthy. That's amazing. Notre Dame is off, and then they have that BYU game. Was the North Carolina game a, at least season-wise, game that got them in the right trajectory? Round Man down there. Now, Round Man lived all those years in Georgia, and then he moved down to Orlando. He's a Georgia fan, though. Good morning, Bill. Can you send MTSU back to beat another hurricane? That's a good one. Yeah, MTSU just dominated Hurricane Mario in Hard Rock or whatever they're calling that thing these days. Not the old OB. Dominated down there. Even backed up on their 1 yard line, ran a go route and scored. And the MTSU receiver, as the DB was chasing him, was extending the distance between the two of them. The Miami athlete was not catching up with the MTSU receiver. Have you seen that clip? I mean, there's a lot of clips from that game. Lots of them. But on that 99-yard play, the MTSU receiver is leaving the Miami player. That's not the stereotype you're looking for, right? When it comes to athlete on athlete. Round Man says, Bill, have MTSU take on this hurricane. Not Hurricane Mario, Hurricane Ian. And do to it what it did to Hurricane Mario. That's a good one. No, that is good. That's called wordsmithing. All right, we'll get a break. I want to say happy Thursday. I'm not trying to be inconsiderate. Obviously, we have some folks south of us down in the Sunshine State that aren't happy right now due to the weather, to say the least. So prayers for them. Prayers for them. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic continues now on 24 coming out of Rutherford County headed towards Nashville. It's busy right now through Mount Julian with that traffic on I-40 westbound headed towards Nashville. A couple of wrecks around town. Just give yourself a little bit of extra time, especially through Kingston Springs. We did see some radar there earlier. That could affect that traffic coming in from Dixon County on 40 eastbound. Be careful. Olberg Gatlinburg Restaurant and Lounge is celebrating Oktoberfest. Check out all the fun details at olberggatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
The Atlanta Braves laying $1.26 as a favorite today at home against the Nationals. Kyle Wright pitching for the Braves. He's 0-3 with a 7.20 ERA. Eric Feedy for the Nationals, 1-1, a 2.55. Earn run average. The Nationals plus 116 on the money line. The total is 10 under. The NASCAR Cup Series doubleheader this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Dover, Delaware. Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., the plus 350 co-favorites to win Saturday's race. The Northern Trust at TPC Boston, Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau are the 12-1 co-favorites. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny with a high near 74. Clear tonight, low around 50. Sunny tomorrow, high near 78. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 54. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Rocket City and see what's happening. Wolverine Dan in northern Alabama. If you don't know what the Rocket City, that would be Huntsville, Alabama. What's up, sir?
Well, thoughts and prayers to the people in Florida. That's scary stuff, Bill. No matter where you're in Florida, for crying out loud, you know, it goes through the whole state. That's scary stuff, Bill.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Well, thoughts and prayers, you know, Florida people, it's a great state, great governor, and great people, so... With that said, last week I didn't get a chance to talk about, we got exposed to a point. I still think we're a quality team. I still think we're not there yet, but I will say Blake Corum definitely carried the team that weekend, wouldn't you say?
He is, last year too, but even more so. Sometimes you'll see a kid have a hot year, you know, a hot season, and then the next year they average out a little bit. This kid continues to ascend. Every game, he seems to do better than what he just did, and it's impressive, no doubt.
Well, his coach is a former Michigan player, and he was a pretty good running back. And actually, they're kind of built the same way. They're the height-wise and stockiness. And I'm glad we have him in our full eyes.
Remember, it's not Kevin Hart. It's Michael Hart.
I knew you were going to do that to me. That's okay, Bill. That's okay, Bill. If you can't laugh at yourself, then you know what I'm saying? Come on.
No.
Anyway, what I will say, JJ, I was a little disappointed with the long ball when he was throwing that. I just overthrew quite a few. I don't know if he made one, really, past 20 yards, but that was the same problem we had with McNamara. So I don't know. My buddy says to me, he says, you know, just relax. It was just one of his first starts, and it was a whole game he played, and we'll see how he plays next time. Which, speaking of that, I think it was pretty cool when I tell you this. Tomorrow morning, I'm heading to Iowa City to watch my Michigan Wolverines play Iowa. How about that?
You're going to Iowa City?
Yeah, my friend from childhood. We grew up from diapers all the way up to now, and he called me out of the blue. He says, you know what? I got a ticket. I got a room. Don't say no. You can't say no. And I says, you and I are getting older. Let's start doing some things. So I'm going to meet his sons there and his older brother. We're all five of us going to get together and have a big time. So I'm excited. Maybe some of your callers, you got a Hawkeye Jason, right?
Have you watched Iowa this year? You're going to fall asleep in the stands. You realize this, right? But watching Iowa on the other side.
No, I'm not, because I'm going to enjoy myself being with my friend and his family, and it's going to be awesome, dude. So if you're Hawkeye, is it Hawkeye Jason? Call up or whatever. Tell me some good places to eat, because I'm excited. I like to go to mom and pop places. I don't want to go to the chain stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Anyway, hey, listen, dude. It's always great to talk to you. I love your show as usual, and we're not that far away from commitment, so that's good stuff.
Yes, sir. Look forward to seeing you there.
See you, brother.
Kirkland in Georgia. We met him down in Macon. Bill is Michigan, and that running back, we were just talking about it, the real deal at number four in the country. I don't know if I think they're number four, but I don't know who else I think's number four, okay? You've got three. In any order, you go Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, however you want. It doesn't really matter where you have those three. Those three are there. Then after that, I'm not sure what I think. I don't know if I think Clemson's number four. I don't know if I think Michigan is number four. I don't know who else I would put at number four. I don't have anybody, really. If I'm going chalky five, I can't even come up with five right now. So I'm not sure about that. I do like what I see in Michigan. I know the Maryland game wasn't easy. My Buckeye brethren are pointing that out to me. I understand. But I don't know who I would have in the four slot. I don't. Eli. Now, I told Eli that when I signed his phone, he said, sign the back of my phone. Matter of fact, here it is. Let me retweet this so you guys can see this. Because I told Eli that it would just smudge. It looks the same. Eli told me it's going to hold, Bill. And it's a picture of him. Sam's taking him to school, I believe. And he's holding the phone up, and it's my signature on the back of the phone. You realize that on eBay or wherever, that's now worth maybe a penny. No. If you tried to put that for sale, you'd have to pay them. That's what that would cost. So there it is. There's my signature from the other night at the Macon Touchdown Club. I'm talking with Eli and Sam, and I hear Eli say, somebody give me a Sharpie. I'm thinking, okay. He's got something, you know, maybe a Georgia Bulldog helmet, or I don't know. Sign this phone, Bill. That's a new one. Tell you what, that's one I'll remember forever. Time in Myrtle Beach. Went to the grocery store last night. to get some ingredients for my yard pimp bog. Hey, Tom, here's what I need. I want to make this. I have never even heard of it. It's just a mixture of rice and chicken and a bunch of stuff. I've done that before, but not in the true sense of yard pimp bog. Oh, and sausage is involved, too. Gonna have to smoke the sausage tonight because it's gonna be nasty on Friday, he says. Yeah, Tom, can you post a your recipe? Yeah, just keep it simple. Nothing extravagant. Oh, and Brant Longshore's new wife wants my turkey gumbo recipe. I gotta send that. On air.